Hello, listeners. Welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. We've looked at a number of nouns in English and have had a lot to say about their singular and plural forms. We are interested in nouns like the following:
sheep, aircraft,
criterion, criteria,
apparatus, equipment, machinery,
shambles, ground, grounds.
Let's listen to a dialogue in which some of these nouns appear.
Don't you think we should get the deputy director here as soon as possible?
For what? To sort out the applications?
Yes, to sort them out into those we can use and those we can't.
Fine. But I think we should do first things first. This place has to be put in some order. Look at the litter around here. Don't you see? Pieces of paper, disorganized shelves, files thrown about everywhere.
You mean we have to put the place in order because we're expecting the deputy director? I'm not worried about him coming. The room is in a shambles, but after all, the office is still being painted.
So what?
His office is often no less disorderly, no less shambolic. I have seen him at his office, and it's no tidier than ours.
But we can begin somewhere. We could at least tidy up this place. How can we work with so much clutter around?
The room is cluttered, I agree. The luggage could be kept out of view till it's time to put it on the van. Whose is it?
The two pieces near the cupboard are some Tete's. The others are mine. There are several others to come.
Thank you. I think we should stop here and review parts of the dialogue. The word luggage appears towards the end of the dialogue. Now listen.
We could at least tidy up the place. How can we work with so much clutter around?
The room is cluttered, I agree. The luggage could be kept out of view. Whose is it?
The luggage could be kept out of view. Whose is it? Evidently, a number of boxes and suitcases are being pointed at. And Nigel could have said,
the boxes and suitcases could be kept out of view. Whose are they?
She, however, preferred the word luggage, which is used in the singular only.
The luggage could be kept out of view.
And not,
the luggages could be kept out of view.
Which is a wrong sentence.
The luggage could be kept out of view. Whose is it?
Whose is it? Not,
whose are they?
And the reason is simple. Luggage is a singular noun. The word shambles appears once in the dialogue. It is used to refer to places which are in disorder and chaos. The interesting thing about this noun is that it is written and pronounced as if it were a plural noun, but it is singular.
I am not worried about his coming to find this place as it is. The room is a shambles, but...
The room is a shambles, but not...
The room is shambles.
And not...
The room is in shambles.
Either the room is in a shambles or the room is a shambles. And the adjective shambolic is formed from the singular noun shambles.
His office is no less shambolic.
His office is no less shambolic. That is, his office is no less chaotic or disorganized than ours. His is as disorganized and as confused as ours.
His office is no less shambolic.
Now let's listen to the dialogue once more.
Don't you think we should get the deputy director here as soon as possible?
For what? To sort out the applications?
Yes. To sort them out into those we can use and those we can't.
Fine. But I think we should do first things first. This place has to be put in some order. Look at the litter around here. Don't you see? Pieces of paper, disorganized shelves, files everywhere.
You mean we have to put the place in order because we are expecting the deputy director? I'm not worried about his coming to find this place as it is. The room is a shambles. But, after all, the office is still being painted.
So what?
His office is often no less shambolic. I have seen him at his office, and it's no tidier than ours.
But we can begin somewhere. We could at least tidy up this place. How can we work with so much clutter around?
The room is cluttered, I agree. The luggage could be kept out of view till it's time to put it on the van. Whose is it?
The two pieces near the cupboard are Sam Tete's. The others are mine. There are several others to come.
Thank you both. Let's listen to these sentences and identify those that are correct and those that are incorrect. The first is...
We have spent a lot of money on appliances this year.
The second is...
The company has brought many equipment into the country.
And the last one is...
The airline has 3 aircraft on lease.
The first sentence...
We have spent a lot of money on appliances this year.
Is correct. The noun appliance has both singular and plural forms. Note that it is preceded by the zero article, which is correct. Alternatively, the article some, unstressed, could have been used. You've spent a lot of money on some appliances. Now, the second sentence is...
The company has brought many equipment into the country.
Is incorrect. The word equipment is not a count noun. It belongs to the same class of mass nouns as food, water, apparatus, and machinery. Because these words are not countable, they cannot be used with many, few, a few, or several. We do not say many equipment, many food, many water, many apparatus. Neither do we say few or a few food, few or a few water, or a few equipment. The correct sentence is, the company has brought pieces of equipment into the country. The last sentence is,
the airline has 3 aircraft on lease.
This is a correct sentence. The noun aircraft is both singular and plural. It is like the noun sheep in this respect. Now let's listen to Ajo again.
The airline has 3 aircraft on lease.
Thank you. That's all we have time for, listeners. Goodbye.